Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. Imagine a country where every corner, every village, and every town is connected by air, where the ease of travel transforms the way people live, work, and thrive. This vision is at the heart of the modified Udaan scheme, a groundbreaking initiative that promises to revolutionize regional air connectivity in India. The Union Cabinet, chaired by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, has approved the Regional Connectivity Scheme, Modified Udaan, with a total outlay of 28,840 crore rupees for a 10-year period from FY 2026-27 to FY 2035-36. This marks the most significant overhaul of regional aviation policy since the original scheme was launched in 2016. But why does this matter? The answer lies in the impact it will have on the lives of millions of Indians living in remote and underserved areas who will now have access to affordable air travel. The Udaan scheme was conceptualized under the National Civil Aviation Policy, or NCAP, 2016, approved by the Union Cabinet on 15 June 2016. The scheme was formally launched on 21 October 2016 with the objective of making air travel affordable and strengthening connectivity to Tier 2 and Tier 3 cities across India. The first Udaan flight operated on 27 April 2017 from Shimla, specifically the Jubbarhatti Airport, to Delhi, inaugurated by Prime Minister Modi. Note this carefully: the first Udaan flight connected Shimla to Delhi, a historic moment in India's regional aviation history. India is the third largest civil aviation market globally, with 4.2% of global air traffic, and the fastest growing domestic air traffic market, with domestic passenger traffic reaching 161.3 million in 2024, showing a 6.12% year-on-year growth. The number of operational airports has grown from 74 in 2014 to 157 in 2024, with the government targeting 350 to 400 airports by 2047. But what changed in the modified Udaan? The modified Udaan addresses structural weaknesses of the original scheme through longer subsidy windows, direct infrastructure funding, and a challenge-based model for airport development. The 28,840 crore rupees outlay is distributed across four major components. Additionally, 400 crore rupees has been allocated for the procurement of indigenous HAL aircraft and helicopters. The viability gap funding, or VGF, mechanism is the financial backbone of Udaan. It bridges the gap between an airline operator's cost of operating a regional route and the revenue generated from capped airfares. Under the original Udaan, airlines received VGF support for 3 years per route, after which many routes became commercially unviable and were discontinued. The modified Udaan extends VGF support to 5 years per route, with 80 to 90% funding in the initial years that tapers gradually. A significant innovation in the modified Udaan is the introduction of the challenge mode for airport development. Under this approach, 100 airports will be developed from existing unserved airstrips across India. Selection will be through competitive bidding, incentivizing timely completion, quality, innovation, and sustainability. This replaces the earlier model where airport development was handled primarily by the Airports Authority of India, or AAI, or state governments, often facing delays and cost overruns. The challenge mode aligns with the NAB Nirman initiative, which aims to expand airport capacity fivefold over 10 to 15 years. The performance of the original Udaan scheme has been mixed. Over 9 years of implementation, the scheme successfully introduced air connectivity to previously unserved regions and brought down fares, capped at 2,500 rupees for a one-hour flight under early Udaan rounds. However, the high route discontinuation rate and poor post-subsidy viability raised serious concerns flagged by the Controller and Auditor General, or CAG. The original Udaan scheme faced several structural and operational challenges, including post-subsidy collapse, COVID-19 disruption, aircraft shortages, airport and runway constraints, low passenger demand, airline financial distress, and supply chain and maintenance issues. The modified Udaan includes a dedicated Make in India push for indigenous aviation platforms. The HAL Hindustan to 28, or Dornier to 28, is a 19-seater twin turboprop stall utility aircraft. Originally designed by Dornier GmbH, Germany, HAL acquired the production license in 1983. The aircraft is manufactured at HAL Kanpur, Uttar Pradesh, with over 125 aircraft produced to date. It features advanced avionics and can negotiate rough weather and short runways. Alliance Air operated India's first indigenous commercial flight using the Dornier to 28 on 12 April 2022 from Dibrugarh, Assam to Pasighat, Arunachal Pradesh. This aircraft is ideal for Udaan routes connecting small towns with airstrips under 1,200 meters. The HAL Dhruv, or Advanced Light Helicopter, is a multi-role helicopter designed and developed by HAL in Bengaluru. The civil variant seats 12 to 14 passengers and is twin-engine, all-weather capable. It is operated by Pawan Hans for regional helicopter services and is suitable for hilly terrain, island connectivity, and last-mile helicopter services under Udaan. The procurement under modified Udaan includes 400 crore rupees for the procurement of 2 HAL Dhruv helicopters for Pawan Hans and 2 HAL Dornier to 28 aircraft for Alliance Air. This procurement addresses the critical shortage of small fixed-wing and rotary-wing assets in the regional aviation fleet and advances the Atmanirbhar Bharat vision by reducing dependence on imported aircraft for regional connectivity. The modified Udaan scheme is positioned as a key enabler of the Viksit Bharat 2047 vision. 200 helipads in priority and aspirational districts will bring air connectivity to remote, hilly, northeastern, and island regions for the first time. Enhanced connectivity supports tourism, medical evacuation, disaster relief, and economic development in underserved areas. The O&M support for 441 aerodromes ensures that airports developed under earlier phases remain functional and do not fall into disuse. Reduced travel time from remote districts to state capitals and metro cities can transform governance delivery, healthcare access, and trade linkages. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The modified Udaan scheme has a total outlay of 28,840 crore rupees spread over 10 years from FY 2026-27 to FY 2035-36. The scheme includes the development of 100 airports from unserved airstrips at a cost of 12,159 crore rupees over 8 years. 200 helipads will be developed at 15 crore rupees each, totaling 3,661 crore rupees over 8 years. The VGF support stands at 10,043 crore rupees over 10 years with a tapered funding mechanism. O&M support for approximately 441 aerodromes is allocated at 2,577 crore rupees for 3 years. 400 crore rupees has been allocated for the procurement of indigenous HAL aircraft and helicopters. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is relevant for both prelims and mains, covering GS3 economy, infrastructure development, civil aviation policy, VGF as a PPP tool, regional economic development, and GS3 science and technology, focusing on indigenous aircraft manufacturing, HAL Dornier to 28, HAL Dhruv, and Atmanirbhar Bharat in defense to civil technology transfer. It also touches upon GS to governance, discussing challenge mode as a governance innovation, addressing center-state coordination in airport development, and the Aspirational Districts Program linkage. In conclusion, The modified Udaan scheme is a transformative initiative that will reshape the landscape of regional air connectivity in India. With its emphasis on indigenous aircraft manufacturing, challenge-based airport development, and tapered VGF support, it holds the promise of bringing affordable air travel to the doorstep of millions of Indians, fostering economic growth, and bridging the gap between urban and rural India.